This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, David Toms made sure that his first PGA Tour Champions win was a big one, as David won the U.S. Senior Open last weekend at the Broadmoor. It's a pleasure to welcome David Toms to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, David.
How are you, John? Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Was there any frustration setting in that you hadn't won yet?
Probably a little bit, but, you know, I felt like I was playing okay and I had some decent results. So I still enjoy working on the game, playing golf when I'm, you know, away from tournaments and all that. So certainly felt like I should have been doing, or at least, you know, winning a golf tournament somewhere over the last 18 months. But, I mean, it's tough. You know, I was in the last group week before last and shot under par and finished 14th. So, I mean, if that tells you how good guys play golf and with the kind of scores they shoot. So a little bit frustrating, but at the same time, I felt like I was getting close.
What's been the hardest thing to get used to out on the Champions Tour?
Nothing really. It's been a lot of fun and, the three rounds for the most part, almost every week, you know, you're instead of four rounds is a little bit different. So you have to, you have to be pretty aggressive from the very beginning. Whereas, you know, normal PGA Tour events, guys are just trying to position themselves and not shoot themselves out of the golf tournament or missing the cut after the first day, just because, you know, if you get too far behind, but on Champions Tour Friday, you better be ready to play because, you can get, you know, with a mediocre round, it's tough to come back to even have any chance at all.
I know you're playing golf today. How much golf do you play other than tournament golf? It sounds like you still go out there and play a fair amount.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the situation. You know, this week we're on vacation, so I'll play some. But when I'm home, I tend to practice quite a bit, not play that much golf. I've got so many other things going on outside of golf that I don't want to take a full day to go play around a golf. So end up practicing more, but still preparing, you know, to play in tournaments. And, I show up early in the week and on the road and play my practice round in pro-am. And so by the time the tournament starts, I feel pretty good about where things are.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Broadmoor. So early in the week, your caddy, Scott, was unavailable for the first couple of rounds, and your son picked up the bag on Thursday and Friday. So was that a calming influence? Was that a bit nerve-wracking? What was that?
Well, in the very beginning, a little bit nerve-wracking because I didn't find out that Scott wasn't going until Thursday morning, just a couple hours before my tee time. So, but to have my son Carter on the bag, you know, in a big tournament like that, you know, we really I enjoyed it. I think it probably, you know, ended up maybe being the difference in me winning that golf tournament just because it was a pretty calming effect early in the week in a tournament that's a pretty stressful event. And, playing with Davis and BJ the first 2 days, they were good to us and kind of understood the situation. Carter hadn't really caddied before, but he did a great job. And it was a tough week. You know, the caddy in general, it was not only was it a tough walk, but altitude, trying to figure out what club to hit, with the mountains, trying to figure out which way the putts were breaking. So it really helped us stay in the moment and not get ahead of ourselves as far as, just playing one shot at a time. And I think it certainly helped me and kind of set the pace for the way things went throughout the rest of the week.
So what was the conversation going out on the first tee that Thursday about Carter's responsibilities, what he should do, what he shouldn't do, what you wanted him to do?
Well, I mean, first of all, I approached my playing partners and their caddies and just kind of told them the situation so that nobody was caught off guard when we started. And, they did a good job and helping us out. And it was great. I mean, I was really surprised how well Carter did. I mean, he did, you know, for not really having any experience doing it at that level. I mean, he did a great job, and it was fun just having him there. I mean, my whole family was there all week, and just, you know, really helped me stay calm and just enjoyed the experience.
But we should mention Carter is a good player in his own right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a college golfer at LSU, and so, I mean, he knows the game. It's just caddying is a little bit different. You know, I mean, there's so many little things as far as raking other bunkers, yeah, helping out on the greens and cleaning balls and doing different things, not getting in the way. I mean, you know, between college golf and junior golf and everything he's always played, I mean, you're courteous of your playing partners, but at the same time, you're not worried about it if you're, you know, in somebody's through line or you're in somebody's vision or whatever it might be. And whereas the tour, you're playing for a lot of money and everybody, it's just, you're kind of on pins and needles, not wanting to mess anyone else up. And so I was a little bit worried about that, but everything went real smooth, so it was no problem at all.
We're talking with David Toms here on the Augusta Golf Show. Let's talk a little bit about Sunday. All right, you've just taken the lead, and then you hit the drive on 17 into the bunker. Yep. Remembering that it's radio, David, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, it's a tough driving hole. First of all, I mean, the hole's 540-yard par four, so you know, it's one of those shots you need to get in the fairway. And I thought I hit a decent drive. I hit it kind of at the edge of the left bunker, and I was trying to fade it a little bit, but the wind took it right to left and got up in the lip of a bunker. I didn't realize where it was until I got up, you know, pretty close to the ball and realized that I was going to just be able to advance it down the fairway. And it was unfortunate timing. I mean, I feel like if I hit the fairway there, I was hitting my irons really well all week. It was, I was going to hit it in the middle of the green and get a two putt and get out of there. But, you know, it just so happens I hit a really good shot out of the bunker. I was in a tough spot and not a very good third shot, to be honest, from 85 yards or whatever I had. And I was fortunate to make a nice putt for par and to kind of, you know, to keep the lead and going into the last hole.
What did you see on that putt?
Well, I was really just trying to get the speed right. I knew the break was going to go right to left away from the mountain, and it was a little bit downhill. So I was trying to get the speed right. So at worst, you know, I would be tied going to the last hole with still a chance to birdie the last to win. And so I didn't want to race it by, and it went in with perfect speed and perfect line. Just one of those timely putts that you have to make to win golf tournaments.
I assume this never crossed your mind on Sunday, but much has been made since last Sunday, that when you won the PGA in Atlanta, same thing. You laid up, you had to make a putt. I'm sure you weren't thinking it. That never crossed your mind last Sunday, did it?
Well, I mean, actually it did. I mean, at the time, because I knew it was a very similar situation. And when I hit my I hit my second shot out of the bunker, and I was in the middle of the fairway. I had basically the same yardage into the pin on my third shot as I did at 18 at the Athletic Club. So very similar situation. It popped into my head. I was just disappointed that I didn't hit a better third shot and give myself a better look at par putt. But it all worked out. And, you know, you always try to draw on those things from the past, especially the positive things, and you try to obviously forget about the negative ones, but it certainly it did pop into my head for sure.
You've had a few days to process this. We say it's a Champions Tour victory, but it's the U.S. Senior Open. What's this mean to you?
Well, I mean, first thing it means is that I get to play the event at Hawala Live, which is over in Hawaii, which is a great place to start the year. Everybody's favorite tournament on tour, and to be in that, I believe, for 5 years, that's a very nice perk to have. And then, you know, to be able to play in the U.S. Open next year at Pebble Beach, you know, it's a place my wife loves to visit, and I've always enjoyed playing there, especially U.S. Opens, and to be able to be in that event, you know, that's certainly a bonus, and it's nice because I think it's a golf course that I can actually compete at the age of 52. So not saying I'd be a favorite or anything. I just feel like I'm not behind, you know, when you play some of these long U.S. Open golf courses that I would have no chance on. You don't really look forward to that as much as I do playing Pebble next year.
That was actually going to be my question. Yeah, I mean, they can't lengthen it to some stupid yardage, and it's Pebble. I would think I would think you really got to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of history there. I first played that golf course when I was 13 years old with my father. And, you know, I've been there many times, and it's a great place. And, you know, it'll be a tough test, don't get me wrong. But I just feel like as a shorter hitter, you know, it's not something that's just going to beat you up with length. So you'll have to go there and play great to have any chance at all. But at least I look forward to being there.
He is David Toms, U.S. Senior Open Champion. I know you're on holiday. I know you're on vacation, David. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Enjoyed talking to you. And certainly, you know, it was a great week for our family there at the Broadmoor. And, you know, I think it'll do a lot for my confidence moving forward, knowing that I finally got over the hump to win an event. It's been a long time. And so, you know, just appreciate the opportunity to talk about it, and wish you well. Thank you.